Welcome to the Frontiers Podcast, a production of the Heartland Institute for Translational Research. For more information on this program, visit frontiersresearch.org. frontiersresearch.org. In this edition of the Frontiers Podcast, we visit with Dr. Wayne Carter of the Kansas City Area Life Sciences Institute. The interview was recorded during a symposium in Kansas City on May 31st, 2012. You are stepping into a program that is well established. It's been around for a while, the Kansas City Area Life Sciences Institute. How does that influence your approach now stepping in as the new president?
Well, obviously, I'm really excited to step in for Dan Getman and also for Bill Duncan. They both have created quite a legacy with CALCI, with the Kansas City Area Life Science Institute. And, you know, they've created a framework that I hope to continue to build on. There is just a great opportunity in the Kansas City region and the larger region, certainly within, you know, a multi-state area here, to continue to grow the life sciences. So it's a fabulous opportunity.
So the foundation has been laid, so to speak, and it seems like a lot of things are converging now. You have a lot of expertise that is coming here, the money that's required for it, the focus of the key players involved. It's an exciting time with a lot of things happening.
It sure is. And you know, the other thing that I think is really unique about Kansas City, and I'm new to the area. I've been in the Kansas area for about 5 years. Previously, about 14 years in Connecticut on the East Coast. The unique thing about Kansas City and this region is that there's amazing community support for what is ongoing, not only in the life sciences, but in other areas also. And it is unique. It is not something that you see in other areas of the country. And it is it creates an opportunity because of that community support to grow things like other regions of the country just don't have that opportunity. They may have amazing academic centers and more renowned experts in various areas, but this community support sets us above that because of the coalition of everybody coming together to bring these opportunities to fruition.
Do you see then that as a template that might be able to work nationally or even worldwide? Because what I hear you saying to some respect is that we isolate ourselves a little bit whenever it comes to our expertise and what we might be able to bring to the table.
I'm not sure that I would say we isolate ourselves, but I think Kansas City has, and the larger Kansas City region has an opportunity because of this unique community support. And I think we leverage it well, and I'm sure that we will continue to leverage that. It's an asset, but it's not an asset, which I think is easy to replicate. It is a part of the culture of the region, and we are leveraging it, and I'm sure it's going to be part of our success.
So we have institutions here like the Stowers Institute and others that are really drawing a lot of talent here from all over the world.
Absolutely. And the Stowers Institute is a great example of world-class research, basic-level research, which is occurring in the area, and which obviously creates a foundation for translational research, which is obviously one of the key things we're talking about today, where ultimately the CTSA grant funding is feeding from, and obviously where the entire Frontiers group hopes to feed from. And obviously my role at CALCI will certainly be to help further develop this translational research for the area, and I certainly hope that we're able to bring about the funding ultimately for an institute for translational medicine.
That's a nice segue into my next question about your goals. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, there are many different stakeholders that all, you know, feed into and are very interested in CALCI and the growth and the development in the area. So certainly I want to make sure that I'm listening to and fulfilling the needs of all of those stakeholders as much as I can. But I certainly have to say that one of my top priorities in the near term and midterm is going to be helping to bring about the fruition of this Institute for Translational Medicine and Research. It is a unique opportunity, again, that you know Stowers, because of the excellence that they bring to basic level research, and then the excellence that we have across all of our academic centers and hospitals in the area, it's just to some degree it's sort of like the perfect storm, isn't it? You add those things together with again the community support that we have in the greater Kansas City area, and I'm absolutely convinced that we'll be able to bring this together.
What remains to be done to kind of push us over this hump, if there is a hump? But what remains to be done?
Well, probably the biggest thing will be funding that we'll need to bring about to ultimately create and build this Institute for Translational Medicine and Research. And that will likely be, you know, a tax bill of some sort, which will likely be put up this November for consideration. And we're certainly that will be, you know, continue to be developed in the near term. And we're certainly hopeful that can come to fruition and a positive vote by, you know, constituents, so that ultimately we can bring about this economic development for the entire area, bring about improved health care through translational research through the entire area, especially leveraging Children's Mercy and our children. Certainly, it's going to be a key component of the research. It ultimately is going to translate into better health care for all of us. So it's certainly something that hopefully it will resonate with everybody, not only because it will personally affect all of us, but it also will affect the economic development in the area.
What do you see then in the next 5 years with the medical professional, the researcher, the person who will ultimately benefit from this? Where will we be in 5 years?
That's a great question. I'd love to give you, sort of my soapbox, you know, stand on it. Would probably take 30 to 60 minutes to give you my complete, you know, thought on where, you know, research and specifically healthcare will be in the next 5 years. But to give it to you in sort of a short little nugget, we have so much digital information which is now available to us, and we're at the cusp of developing all sorts of new non-invasive ways to collect information about us. Think today about your cell phone. They're all GPS driven. We can track where anybody is. Well, we can actually use the cell phones with the GPS technology, with accelerometers, to understand how fast you walk, how much energy you expend when you walk from point A to point B, your likelihood for falls or for trips, and then utilize that information to help improve our healthcare, help improve outcome measures, and ultimately, you know, improve our well-being across the entire population. So that's just one small piece of information, but you can imagine trying to analyze, take all of that information, and turn that into improved outcome healthcare. And that's just one small nugget of where non-invasive technologies, probably into large part leveraged through our cell phone technology, will be taking us in the near term. Whether that's a 2-year, 5-year, or 10-year endpoint, it's really hard to say for sure, but I'm absolutely convinced that is where our healthcare is going. And it is going to be leveraging our large amount of digital information that we have. It was discussed today, literally the zettabytes of information that we have access to that are accumulating, that we have to analyze, and we have to understand how that information can be utilized in research and ultimately in clinical applications and, again, in improved healthcare. So it is an exciting time, and we need, obviously, a lot of computational biologists. Computational medicine in general, I would say, is probably going to be one of the biggest areas to continue to develop and grow, and certainly for you know, students and young people to be involved in. It's going to be a very powerful accelerator for healthcare.
Dr. Wayne Carter is the new president of the Kansas City Area Life Sciences Institute. For more information about Frontiers, the Heartland Institute for Clinical and Translational Research, visit frontiersresearch.org. Frontiersresearch.org. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Frontiers Podcast.